Everybody, well, today is Wednesday, and we're in the month of February. That's the second month, and the date is the 11th. So we have 2-11, so will that mean 2-11s or just plain 2-11? So anyway, we'll clear the date here. So here we go, clearing February, the number 2. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 11. So, releasing that energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And the 2015, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So this, you probably have done yourself. Maybe if you have the natal chart clearing, that helps to get rid of the dates in your life. Mainly it's, you know, key numbers that you have, and also names and different things. So if you're born in Lonely Town, Nebraska, or something, then you'd want to type in that particular name of the city and the state to get the tracking codes off of you, because you may have got your mail there in, say, Lonely Town, Nebraska. Then you have a zip code. That could be a tracking. And then you also have your physical address. And also, like, you may have a nickname, like Yoo-Hoo. So if you have a name like Yoo-Hoo, then you want to clear that, too. And then we also have words that we're using all the time, and we use the word time a lot here. And so, you know, the phone rings, what do you say? Hello. Well, that could be a tracking keyword also. So that's the way it works. Let's do a activation now of the light beam. So here we go. And let's take away some of the emotional stuff that you may have had. Let's do that first here. So if you have any situations going on and it doesn't feel like it's a healthy relationship with something, or you got your buttons pushed, let's release that one particular event happening. So here we go. Think of that one event that you've had maybe in the last few days or something, and releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I guess another way to look at it, maybe somebody stepped on your foot, maybe your little toe, by accident, of course, and all of a sudden now your toes stop throbbing, and all you get a picture of is the person who gave it to you. That could be a energetic cording. So they could have wanted to cord you through your toe. Where else is it going? You know, what part of your body is that going to? So anyway, here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that's the reason why we have all these energetic bodies that are invisible around us, to absorb psychic attack energies, or just plain mind energy if somebody thinks of you. That's why the Earth Spirit gave them to you. Otherwise, if you didn't have them, it feels great to have them released. But, you know, aside from that, you know, when I do this off and on with the emotional body, in other words, do this at the expo, you feel much better. But they need to be in place. Otherwise, somebody could really, you know, give you a psychic attack whammy, and you could be basically terminated. So let's do a clearing here now for psychic attack energies. Maybe somehow this happened to you. Maybe somebody looked at you with that evil eye or something, or they, you know, shook a little voodoo doll or something in front of your face or whatever, hanging from the mirror or whatever, and now you feel like, oh, what happened to me, you know? So here we go. Or even, you know, the old universal high sign, you know, oneness symbol. So here we go. Hopefully not, but let's release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That will energize the light beam. So this will bring peace into you and also peace into your room. So this is just source energy of peace coming. And you should start to feel more relaxed. Here it comes. Stronger. Doing the female energy first this time. I'm going to reverse it. So female energy. So all the other shows you did male. And I'm going to do female this time. So stronger, just see if there's a change. Maybe check out an archive, maybe, if you could hang on to the thought long enough for the body sensation, just see if there's a difference for you. I don't know if there would be or not, but here we go. Female first. One, two, three, four, and five. Next, we'll do non-gender. And one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll do the male energies. There's actually three coming your way. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is there. And I believe tonight is Ann. So, Ann, are you out there?
I sure am, Ron. Hi, and hello, everyone. We're so happy to be back on the air live, and I'm sure that our listeners are happy to have us back live. We have a new system, and I think it's throwing some people off tonight. So I was wondering, Ron, if you could kind of check us all out and bring everybody into the present moment, put everyone listening on the CLS Now timeline of light. Maybe make us all heart-centered or whatever we need.
Okay, here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ron. And as many of you know, Ron was just in California at the Conscious Life Expo, and it was wonderful. I was lucky enough to be able to be there and enjoy the light infusion chamber. And Ron gave three or four lectures, Ron, and they were wonderful. And a lot of new people found Creation Lightship, lucky them. What I noticed, and I don't know if you would agree with this, Ron, was that a lot of people did seem cloned out and distracted, which is easy to have happen there because there's a lot of energy going, not all of it good, in that room. There's a lot of people and a lot of different energies. So many people walked right by, but I noticed that the people that did stop and resonated, for instance, they often were attracted by the picture of the beautiful light being you had up. Well, they were serious about, what is this? I need to know, They were intensely, you know, wanting to be there and talk to Ron and go in the light chamber, and their spirits must have been very strongly prompting them. Did you notice that, Ron?
Yeah, what seemed a little strange for me was that as people walked in front of the booth, and maybe even other booths there, around us, that the people were not making eye contact, and they were kind of all looking down, like they're walking through a tunnel, maybe just wanting to get to the very end of the other aisle. I don't know. It just seemed kind of weird. Normally, at expos, people are kind of looking around at things, and this one here, they were not doing that. So it just seemed a little strange to me. But, you know, we know the clones are out, and maybe they didn't know enough to raise their head to get more data. I don't know. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And by the way, I hope that some of the people that we met over the weekend are listening tonight, and if so, welcome. Ron gives out a lot of information on these radio shows, and they're really worthwhile to listen to, which you can do over the phone or on your computer. And you're welcome to send us an email anytime at clsquestions@yahoo.com or fill in the new survey form that we have on the website, which you'll see if you click on BBS Radio. I think it still says chat box or something, but there you can put all your questions right in there. So don't hesitate to ask anything at all about even how to do a healing or how to use the website, where to start. And also, we would, of course, love some testimonials and know how people are doing and feeling. I feel very, very good. I wish I were more eloquent, Ron, so I could express myself more thoroughly. I wish that I saw things, and, you know, I just don't. I can just tell you that I feel wonderful. Okay, how does everyone feel to you, Ron? Everyone all present and accounted for?
Yeah, looks like it. Yeah,
Okay. I would love us to share some of the things you talked about at your lectures. And I thought I'd start by asking some of the great questions that the people who came asked you. The first one being, are you an alien?
Well, yeah, I'm an alien to the aliens. So alien to the aliens is what I'd say it would be, and so that's why the aliens have a hard time connecting with me or trying to terminate me. You know, remember, a lot of the aliens don't like each other, so, you know, they want certain territories. That's kind of just the way it is. So, yeah, I'm outside of the box, outside of their box, and that's how I'm able to help them. The other night we had, on the Monday night event, we had, I guess, a couple, and the lady spoke out, mentioning about seeing a gray kind of popping up off and on, maybe in her room and kind of, you know, maybe, I guess maybe checking on her, I guess you could say tracking her, investigating her, something like that, you know, something is popping up watching you, you know, something's going on there. So I was able to actually see its little hologram, and I grabbed it, and then was going to see if it wanted to go to the light before it got terminated, because it shouldn't be doing that, and it wanted to go to the light, basically, and it'll be on the YouTube link that we put up. I'm going to get that posted maybe within a couple of weeks here. I'll have to look at it and maybe edit something out, you know, on it to make it so that it's a little more concise. But anyway, we'll have to check it out first. But I want to put that up on YouTube. But I think about 5,000 of them left as far as the grays. Which means ideally they left because something was bugging them down here. They didn't want to be here. You know, you have to look at the whole thing here. You know, why didn't they leave before? Well, maybe they couldn't. So they're probably, you know, also on this prison planet here with another ruler on top of them, you know. And then from there we had another one come in that came that showed up that I have battled in the past a long time ago. It looked the same to me anyway. It's a light form that I saw on a wall. We went to just a little sideways here. We went to a conspiracy conference in 2005 and had a booth there. And this is in, I think, Santa Clara, I believe. A person named, the lady, I can't recall, but I guess her friend, relative, maybe son or something, or grandson named Brian, put the expo on. So I don't know exactly what her name was. I can't remember it. So, but anyway, it's an event once a year there, and people talk about conspiracies and different things. And the lady next to us, she married a gentleman in prison, and his last name, I believe, is either Richard or Richardson, something like that. And he was I guess he probably still is, but he's not active, but I think he may go out on stuff, but I won't get into that. But he was a astronaut, and he was trained to use the space shuttles, which is probably under the umbrella of NATO, and the space shuttles like we have here that we know about, they had other ones duplicated, which is probably why they put that whole thing together in the 70s, I would guess. Can't say for sure, but it kind of makes sense. He was out fighting aliens, and they had a picture of one of these aliens, or she had one, on the wall, and it's a alien that looks like kind of like a dog, in a sense, with, you know, teeth. I think it has, like, you know, pointed fingers and claws, and, you know, you see one of these things, and you'd hoping that it's not real, because it doesn't look very, very good, you know. Anyway, I remember battling these things, and we went to the expo, and we saw it, and go, geez, there's one on the wall there, you know? And so they actually came. I can't recall how many left. I'll just say maybe 500 or so of them left. So they wanted to leave, too. But anyway, that's what happened. So we got rid of some of the ones that were trapped here, and helped them out to leave. So yeah, even though they may have done bad things here, very possibly, maybe yes, maybe no, but regardless, they do have a chance to go into the light, and that's one thing that the light will do for them. Then it will recreate their body if it's not made from light, and give them a spirit, a soul in that body. I always use the word both. I use the word spirit, but people don't understand the word spirit as the way I perceive it, so you can switch it around to soul if you like. So, and the difference is the soul is trapped here in duality, and the true spirit, which would be the same thing, is eternal, and it's always what it is, and it doesn't change. We're here, the one that gets stuck in duality, which would still be the spirit, but I use the word spirit because of wholeness. Using soul does not leave a good taste in my mouth, because then I'm talking about darkness that crept into the light and contaminated the light. So I want to keep it at the highest vibratory level of what it really is, which is light, which we call spirit. So anyway, they went to the light, and boy, the room really filled up with these energies, man. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Excuse me, it's very interesting to me that this isn't even one of the questions I have ready, but it's interesting to me that you bring up soul and that you always say spirit, and there are a lot of people that say things like, oh, well, you know, it's just semantics, and that's true, for instance, because I work with Creation Lightship and I do the healings, I use spirit, and I would never tell someone they were wrong to say soul or anything, but I've also had people go a little too far with that and say things like, well, right, you say Creation Lightship, but I say God. You say Creation Lightship, but I say Jesus. I have a special relationship with Jesus. And I question if that's really such a great idea. In other words, I don't know, are people getting kind of fooling themselves, Ron, there, and maybe possibly getting taken sideways if they're talking to God and Jesus and that kind of thing?
No, it's part of the darkness energy, so I would say yes, because you want to, remember, teachings of Jesus is to go within, so why would you go outside of yourself? And that's the whole basic teachings that we basically have, if you want to call them teachings. It's whatever we do is very simple. And so when you start connecting to things outside of yourself, then you can get harmed. Just think of the people who were praying and became prey, to the Old Testament gods. They had sacrifices. Well, what if that was you? Or, your favorite animal. They always seem to take best one, I think, because they wanted to take the best breeding stock or the best specimen or whatever of that animal, which, harms them, So, but, that's what the aliens wanted to do. So, and that doesn't sound too good, because animals are one thing and people are another, and, they probably also did it to people. It may not be written anywhere, So anyway, we'll kind of switch that over. We're just talking about people becoming sacrifices. We could be talking about the Mayans, but I won't get into that either. So back to you.
Right. It's interesting that there are people that I've known that are drawn to learn more about that and even travel down to South America to investigate and find out more about that. And now it just makes me kind of shudder.
Well, they probably were sacrificed. Maybe one of the relatives was there, and or they have an emotional body in them, and they wanted to revisit it to see where that body got killed, And maybe they want to get hooked up also. Maybe they felt that death wasn't good enough or something, I don't know. So anyway, that's the past. And the past lives, in your genetics, and it even could have been your spirit, possibly, but normally the spirit is cleaned out after each lifetime. So typically it'd be in the body genetics, and maybe you wanted to see what happened, you know, back then. If you were one of the lucky ones to eat the heart or whatever they did with it, you know, the person, or drink the blood, and you wanted to see how it looked, you know. Anyway, it gets kind of negative quick. But people normally do revisit their past if they have the inkling to go someplace, you know. So if you've been doing that type of thing, very possibly you were in that particular lifetime, like I said, through genetics, you know, and you were there, and you're bringing it forward, and you just want to clear it out of yourself. And so by doing so, you want to go back and revisit it to maybe help clear it from you. Because maybe it's coming up to get cleared. Like I say, your body will kill itself to get well. You may want to go where the death happened. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I just wanted to ask, or to add kind of to what you said earlier, we have a question here about the Grays. And that gal that spoke in the lecture said actually that she had a problem for years with one of those Grays following her, and then she found you previous to this expo, and you took care of some kind of tracking device. I know you don't remember things, so... And she was actually experiencing pain in her back, and you had already removed that. And then she said, but I still feel kind of watched, like, which is the remote viewing that they do, like they're still there. And then you noticed, oh, he was sitting there. So because she brought that to your attention, you were able to see that gray. It was very interesting, and explained that you don't always tune into those things, which I understand. You would probably see millions of things all the time, Ron, wouldn't you? All the dark energies, yeah. You must try not to look, right?
Yeah, I've already seen so much.
Yeah. So, yeah. But because this woman brought that to your attention, you looked behind her and you said, oh, there is the gray, and then in they came in the thousands to want to be released. So someone is asking, if the grays connect to people mentally, does that mean even more are learning that you can send them to the light? And are they starting to seek you out to help them?
I have had some do that, yes, maybe in the last couple of years. So that would probably be correct, as I come across them, on my travels, we'll say, or journeys into the Beyondo. They always have a chance to leave before they get terminated. They only get terminated if they are doing something that's taken away the free will, free choice of humans. So if they're doing something that involves that type of process, then they shouldn't be here. And, you know, that's the reason why we terminate them. But they always have a chance. So, yes, and that's, for me, one of the more rewarding things is to get them out of here, number one, and to give them some assistance, number two. And they may be just... being enslaved, or forced to do things against their free will also. So that's, in fact, I remember one of the times we're working with, I don't know how long ago, I could probably say maybe 6 months, 9 months ago, we had, I'm guessing about 50 alien races or groups of aliens. It's a little hard to say what it was, but they had gold stored here on this planet. So, you know, even if it was stolen gold, they had the last, you know, dibs on it. And we invited them in to take their gold off of planet here. And so they came, and some of them got into battles because the other alien races wanted to steal it from them. Now, if it didn't belong to them to begin with, that's a different story. But, you know, if they just had it and some pirates came, we'll say, and wanted to take it away as they're trying to leave here, then we had to actually battle those aliens because it's taken away their free will, free choice also. But, you know, if it didn't belong to them, that's a whole different story. Then it would go back to the race that they stole it from. But, you know, that's what happened. So we did have a few battles and skirmishes that way where the races wanted to steal what they, some other alien race had. So anyway, back to you. And it doesn't matter, at that point, you say it didn't matter if they were from the light or not from the light. We needed them to get the gold out of here to change some of the energies here. And they came to get what they had. If they wanted to go into the light, they still had the opportunity, but you know, we didn't force them to become light. You know, only if they wanted to turn into light, they could have that choice. But if there was still darkness and they didn't want to do that, that's their choice. That's their free will, free choice. And that's always honored. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Also, during that lecture, a different race came to you and wanted to be cleared, and you made the comment that, oh, I've fought them in the past. So that just goes to show you, you know, some of that race was in battle with Creation Lightship, and this group wanted to go to the light.
Yeah, that's one that I talked about on the wall, that picture. That was some type of, I don't know what it was, you know, but it looked pretty bad. You know, if you look at it, you wouldn't want to see it at night on a, you know, in an alley someplace, you know.
Right.
So anyway, back to you.
Okay. So back to, you know, more spiritual teachings, I guess, away from so much alien talk. One wonderful thing you did is, much like you did on the show tonight, you brought everyone in to be heart-centered and into the moment, and then you talked a bit and you clapped your hands very loudly. And you said, "Who did you jump or not jump?" And if you jumped, you then, you know, you weren't in your body. So can you talk about that, Ron, what happens there?
Yeah, if you get startled, we'll say, by a loud noise, and you could check this out even by going to maybe just a school with maybe young children or something, you know, kindergarten or something, and you're in the back of the room, and you clap your hand to make some noise. If anybody jumps, they're out of their body. So they're not present. So if you're not present, then more than likely you're not going to retain the information that the teacher's teaching you, because you're off in la-la land, you know, much like, you know, if you meditate and you're out of your body, the same thing. So what the actual response is that your spirit does a slam dunk into your body, thinking that there's some danger around. So your body heard the noise and got startled, but the jumping is a spirit landing in it. Now, if your spirit was in your body, it would have known that, you know, by using its, I don't know, probably not politically correct here, but we'll just say it's a psychic intuitive radar, and it would see you, even if you weren't looking at that person, it would know and sense that you're going to be clapping your hands. And that's kind of an automatic thing, and when the noise is there, they'll just, you know, yeah, that happened, you know. And that's why most people don't jump. But the ones that do jump, they're out of their body, and they're somewhere else. And who's in the body protecting it? So, yeah, that's one good indication to see who's home and who isn't, you know, just to have some fun. But I don't think anybody jumped in the class, I believe. I didn't see anybody jump. I can't recall. But I just wanted to do that during the workshop there.
I don't think they did. I don't think we can clap really loud on the radio show. That wouldn't be fair. I don't know how we can make a loud noise test so they could test themselves. But if you live with someone, I guess you could say, let's get in our heart centers and, you know, surprise each other at some point, and hopefully we stay calm. Okay, here was a very interesting question, I thought. You have a clearing on your website about soul family contracts and that kind of thing, and you talk about that a lot. And someone wanted to know, if I do that clearing, will that end or change my relationship with my immediate blood family?
Yeah, that's a very good question. More than likely, it will change that relationship because you're not agreeing to do things on a, say, spirit level. which can come down into the physical to cause somebody harm. So that's basically what it's about, is to harm you, or to have somebody, you know, for you to harm them. So that's what those contracts are. So automatically it can disconnect you from your family members, and you may find yourself being not as needy, or people around you and your family not being as needy, you know, toward you, because they were looking for some type of control medium, which would be the spirit, to help them live their life. So, yeah, as you disconnect that, you probably will have less problems, aggravation, heartache, or whatever from those people, because there's no more contract for you to be involved with doing that. So, yeah, it's a very good way to separate yourself from the people that, you know, have been harming you. Everybody in your soul family basically has harmed you. So might as well get disconnected from them. So another way of stating that, if you had any accidents, you know, those people more than likely would be in your soul family, because you already made an agreement to have somebody harm you, and that's how that system works. Back to you.
What I think the origination of that question it was is that people wonder, oh, if I do that, will my children stop listening to me? Will my wife leave me? That kind of thing. And I think that you can have, if anything, a better relationship with people once you end those contracts. Do you think right about that, Ron?
Yeah, I would say that is correct, because, you know, you could be having the contract for aggravating somebody, you know, and you could be doing that for your whole life. Get rid of that contract, and now you become peaceful, and that person no longer is going to be aggravating you, or vice versa. But yeah, it can be more of a positive thing, because you're not connected to them like Siamese twins, you know. But back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Gee, this is just such wonderful information. Our show goes by so quickly. You cleared us emotionally at the beginning of the show, and I'm just thinking of the wonderful samples we got at your talk. Could you give us a sample of a mental body clearing, and maybe tell us why it's important to do the whole life mental clearing?
Okay, so here we go. Think of a thought that maybe is repetitive, or maybe you just got a lot of noise up there. You know, you have one thing happening to you, and that thought brings up another one, and you're on the mental thought roller coaster ride. So here we go. We'll just clear you from that. If you do have a reoccurring thought that bothers you, we'll release it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Just see how that's feeling, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. While I'm thinking of this, a lovely listener sent us an email document for people who want to clear, well, really anything mental or a mind loop specifically. So Ron has a clearing that goes a little deeper even than the mental body and does the mind looping. And this lovely listener sent a list of things, suggestions of what you might need to mind loop clear. So if anyone would like that, just send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll cut and paste that, of course, without the listener's name on it. But, you know, we would love to share that with people. It's quite helpful. So, Ron, I also want to ask you about peace. And if you're a person who has a lot of issues, maybe they're financial, maybe they're medical, maybe you're very lonely, maybe you're under a lot of attack. I know that certain people, either they're under attack more or they're more aware of the attacks that are happening. So if you really get into a state of peace in your life and maybe about your life, can your life change, and can that help you?
Yeah, basically, when you're not in peace, if you're in emotions and or you're in pain, but, you know, you're probably in emotions maybe 99% of the time, I would hope anyway, and then, you know, some pain comes about off and on. So hopefully, you know, we're not talking about people who are in pain chronically or daily. So normally you're dealing with emotions, and the emotions are what you're dealing with, and that takes you out of your peace. So as you keep having these thoughts coming into you, and also the thoughts can trigger your emotions, and all of a sudden you're on the emotional roller coaster ride, you can never become peaceful with all these thoughts coming into your head. They just keep coming in, and your mind keeps talking to you, and you keep getting the thoughts about something going on and going on, and then another thought comes in, and then you bring your past up of last week, and then the next, last 6 months, and then it may all go back to when you were 5 years of age, and you just keep having all this stuff building upon itself, and you're never, you know, peaceful. So you're really contaminating yourself with all those thoughts, and, you know, what good does it do? You know, you may, unless you love having, a situation of not being in peace. And I'm not sure there's, you know, maybe people that like that who want to stay riled up all the time and not being in the moment. But once you get into the moment, then the peace is there. And those thoughts really don't make any difference. You know, why would you want to have something that's going to harm you? And that happens to a lot of people. They worry, you know, worry ward or something, you know. They're going on thinking about something and what could happen. Like Chicken Little, like, is the sky going to fall, you know? It could. You know, what about earthquakes? Do I have an earthquake this year, or tornado, or hurricanes? There's things out there. Oh, I read something about that, and now when you start worrying about it, then you bring it to yourself. And it may not be a physical thing, but you could be out on the timeline because now you're activating a timeline, and now you're doing timeline jumping. Going out on those timelines, and you wonder why you don't have any peace, and you are experiencing this on a timeline. So the whole thing is to quiet your mind. That's the bottom line, so you can become peaceful. And that's your choice, if you want to be peaceful or not, you know. And you just do the mind a heart drop, and you're peaceful. So that's the whole thing. Once people learn how to do the mind a heart drop, then they realize they have a choice. And life may not be so bad here when they become peaceful. And who knows if they were ever peaceful, but at least they can find it. And all of a sudden they go, wow, what a difference that made. I can now relax, you know. So back to you.
Wow, okay, Ron, thanks so much. The other thing I wanted to say, well, that was really helpful. And unfortunately what happens when I believe, and you tell me if I'm right, that if you get out of a state of peace, the very things you're trying to avoid seem to get worse, including possibly psychic attacks, courting, alien attack. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, I would say that's correct, yeah. So when you're not at peace, you know, you're waving the flag to the aliens to come and abduct you and to give you all types of situations. So that's the problem,
okay.
Is that they want you because you're giving them energy, and you're allowing yourself to do that. You say, okay, you know, you may not think consciously, oh, yeah, I want to be attacked today by aliens. Once you figure out that, yeah, your emotions are bringing them to you, and then you go, well, you know, I have a choice now. Do the mind a heart drop, like we talk about, 15, 20 seconds here in your heart, and the aliens will probably pass you by and look for somebody else. And the more you do the mind a heart drop, the more in peace you are, the less they're going to want you. Now, they could say, okay, you know, now we're going to give the person pain. Well, you have to work on that then and get out of pain. But most of it's emotions. Like I said, most people, you know, you don't run pain all the time. At least I hope not. But you do run emotions. You know, your phone rings, somebody talks about something that's going to upset you, and you maybe read the newspaper about something, and you get upset. Maybe you had, maybe you work in the stock market, or you have stocks, and you notice that all of a sudden it fell down. Just think of the people who's been trading in oil, you know, and who maybe went on vacation and also found out that the oil dropped a whole bunch. I'm sure they're having a lot of emotions, you know. Maybe, you know, their nice house that they had is now, you know, they can't make the payments on it or something, you know. So, you know, you have to look at it, and that can take you out of peace. So the whole thing is, you know, the aliens are wanting you to get upset about something and to attach to you. And then they can bring in all kinds of mind programs, and that's just what they're here to do. So you are, you know, you do have a choice by doing the clearings. If not, then, you know, you're lost, you know, in the land of darkness because you don't know what light is. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. May we have a sample of the pain body clearing?
Yeah, so think of a pain that you may have, or maybe you had one last week. Maybe the energy is still with you. For people listening, have the pain clearing, the whole lifetime unlimited pain clearing. You do first do the regular pain, then you do the unlimited after that. You're probably, you know, pretty pain-free, or as much as you can be, you know, at this given moment. So, you know, you're probably doing that clearing. But if you don't know about it and you have pain and the pain comes all the time, then you need to get that pain body cleared, because it won't go away until that body's cleared. And they put you on a timeline also. Then you want to do also a timeline crash, you know, depending on how severe it is. It'd be 1,000 or 2,000 timeline crashes if you have been in pain for quite a while. So here we go. Think of your pain issue. Going to release that if we can, the last time you had pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there. And then I'll do the time before that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, if you're in chronic pain, then by all means, get the whole lifetime, you know, pain clearing, pain body clearing. Pay for that. And when they're in, clear it out of your whole life, because, you know, maybe the pain you had that when you maybe got a shot when you were a child and it hurt is with you now, and now you wonder why, you know, you're having problems with pain. Maybe you had maybe like a vaccination that was done in people's arms. In fact, I'll just clear that away. I'm sure everybody listening, at least I think anyway, had a vaccination, at least in my age group. We all had those. So here we go, vaccination pain. Them doing this to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, to see how that feels for you. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I'd like to share something that I didn't understand before. You have explained to us we have 108 bodies, and I don't think you've even named all of them, but you do talk about a lot of them. And the most important ones, I always think of it as a scaling down, the emotional body, the mental body, the pain body, the trauma body, the fear body. But I always thought when you get the emotional body, then you kind of don't have an emotional body anymore. And if you then get into an emotional situation, unfortunately, after you're clearing, then that kind of gets added to you. But this weekend you explained so clearly that, no, they're a buffer. So can you just talk a little about that, Ron?
Yeah, the air spirit gave you these bodies because I would imagine at some point before people had these bodies and the mind energy came in and people were being psychically attacked all the time by their thoughts. Remember, your thoughts control your reality. And you don't like somebody, you give them a bad thought or you give them a good thought. Either way, your physical body does not resonate to what they're giving you. So it's still a psychic attack. So maybe everybody was being killed instantly because the body did not have a protection system on it. So the air spirit gave these bodies at some point to protect you from darkness, from mind energy. So that's one way to look at it. So maybe the Earth spirit knew about aliens, and it goes, oh, these aliens are back, and they're trying to suck the energy out of the people on my planet. So what I'm going to do for them is give them these bodies to protect them as much as I can do for them so that they won't be attacked by the aliens. And that does work. Look at a young child. They're glowing. And they learn how to live here. Now they're strictly in the mind program of the aliens because you're being taught how to communicate and to use your mind and to do things instead of maybe being taught how to use your spirit energy along with your intuition, where you have much more energy than you will as far as information than you will in the light of the darkness and universal mind and the Akashic records and going on and on and on. You know, there's so much more there, but you get taught how to live here. So you're schooled by your mentors, teachers, etc., your parents, on how to live here, and that's normally all mind energy. And it's difficult, I'd say it's very difficult, to have somebody live strictly in their heart all the time here, we'll say, in peace, because nobody else is doing that. So that's the goal of what we're trying to do on this program, is to get people to become heart-centered using source energy and your spirit. Because your spirit is your only source energy. It's not outside of yourself. You can never go to source. So your spirit is what you have. So you need to go to it to, you know, help yourself out. So if for somehow you could go to other countries that are, say, having situations now, and teaching the mind a heart drop, then we would stop the wars. I'm sure that the aliens wouldn't like it, but if everybody instantly turned into peace, they would have nothing to connect to here. You know, they'd probably try to get the bones of your ancestors because that would have that DNA in it. And who knows if they could bring up skeletons out of the ground and have them walk around. That'd be kind of, you know, freaky and interesting, but I'm sure they could probably do that. With some kind of remote control, a robotic program. Just think if you saw skeletons walking around. But we do have zombies, and we do have clones. So, you know, they're just a little more fashionable. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. One other thing. Well, actually, before we move on, so much great information, but could we have a sample of the fear body clearing? For people, in case we're scaring them.
Well, we could really get into this, boy. I think you're scared now. Anyway, here we go. Fear body. So, think of what triggered you. You know, may have a little button or a gigantic one. So here we go. Releasing that energy of fear. From the last time, we'll say that you had fear. Maybe, you know, you listen to us and you're perfectly fine, but, you know, maybe you went out walking on the street at night and all of a sudden you heard a dog growling and then it started chasing you, and that would scare you. So that activated your fear body, definitely. And that probably got your adrenaline going and you took off. The dog, you know, didn't get you. But that's a fear. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you right now, because you don't want to attract that dog. The dog will be playing with you. You go walking out there again. You go, ah, I trigger that person. I see all that fear energy. I like that. Now I got a buddy to play with. So here we go. Releasing that fear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that can help you there. And you may have to do other things to help yourself out. Maybe you're afraid of mosquitoes, you know? Kind of getting, maybe it's getting warmer out anyway. Maybe they're kind of forming around where you're living and you're afraid of them. And so you can be put in peace with them, but you still need to do something physically to get rid of them. So... And these are aliens because they bite and sting you. So remember, there they are, an alien life form after your blood. So let's do another clearing here. So 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, I guess we got about 5 minutes left to go, and so back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And yes, and thank you so much for clarifying about the bodies and how we need them because they're a buffer. You know, you actually said, oh, no, you wouldn't want to not have your emotional body because it protects us. So just thank you for sharing that with everyone. You gave a wonderful tip, and our wonderful moderator who's been adding to our the Fast Chat pages here has a whole page of tips that you've given us, Ron. Some are things that people have written in, and thank you all for that. But you gave, a new tip over the weekend, which was if something comes to your attention, XYZ disease, condition, something, or it could be in any way, you might see it on TV, someone might come and tell you a story about their problems. You don't want that in your life, but there it is. And you said, just immediately ask your body to release it so it doesn't activate in your DNA. Can you just, before we go, expand that a little?
Yeah, so normally if you have three things happening, like within a week, it's on your doorstep, and by all means, it'll probably happen to you or something similar. So you want to release the blocked energy out of your body. So this is kind of like a Band-Aid, but you might be able to catch it before it goes deeper. Maybe it's just kind of like, you know, hovering around you, but it hasn't made contact yet. So tell your body to release the energy, and then look at it, what that situation is, and say, gee, do I need a clearing for this here? You may need one, but it is hovering, so you want to get the blockage out of your body that maybe is going to be triggered or already has been. And then kind of, you know, stand guard and just see what happens after that. See if it comes into your life anymore. So, yeah, you need to, you know, release the blocked energy. That's what the whole lifetime clearings do. So you still may need to do one, but, you know, by all means, at least release the blocked energy out of you.
And what exactly do you say, Ron? Can you tell people what, like, okay, someone just came, I'm outside somewhere and some neighbor stops me to tell me all their problems and their disease, and what exactly do I say out loud? I know it's supposed to be out loud.
So your neighbor now just got diagnosed with X, Y, and Z, and all of a sudden that now is in your realm. You know, you never even thought about it, you know. You never thought that the XYZ, we'll just say the person goes, you know, I got this rare thing. And you go, what do you have, you know, because you're curious, right? And they go, well, I have a spot on my body the size of a quarter, and it glows in the dark, and it glows purple. And you'd go, yikes, you know. And so right away that got activated in you, because they have it, because you heard about it. And so you want to ask your body to release that blocked energy out of it. Just command your body or ask it. Well, we'll just say command it. So command your body to release, you know, what you saw, you know, this size of a quarter thing, you know, this whatever the energy is of it. Get it out of you and just see if it goes away. Because it could be starting to create and turn purple on you. You know, maybe all of a sudden, you know, maybe you heard about it 3 weeks ago and you woke up this morning and you moved your arm and you go, uh-oh, looks like a bottle cap's forming on my arm and it's turning purple, you know. Well, the neighbor gave it to you. Did you hug him, shake hands? That can be even worse. It might transfer quicker. But once it comes into your realm of experience, you know, just by you knowing about it, you don't have to, you know, jump into the swimming pool to see it, you know, and to get connected to it. Once you hear it, then it's, you know, in your realm, and you want to ask your body to release it. And that may help you out a lot. If not, then you're going to be going for that roller coaster ride at some point, and it may not activate for 10 years, but it's already activated. So you want to get rid of that initial cause if you can, at least being connected to it in this lifetime. So, you know, whatever you see happening, ask your body to release it, so that it's not imprinted in you. And that's kind of a good clue there. It's not, and I'm not saying that by you doing it is going to get rid of it, okay? you know. So, but it can help. It can help the intensity, and then just kind of, you know, be mindful about what you saw it and see if you see it happening again. And if you see it again, then that means that you're probably hooked up to it. And then you want to do a whole lifetime clearing on that particular issue. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And so you're really, you're talking to your spirit and the mind of your body. Is that correct?
Yes, yes, because your body has it. Your spirit is just going along for the ride. Your body now is connected to that because it's you're seeing it with your eyes. And your body now knows that the situation could be happening to it. So, yes, you want to command your body to do this.
Great. Thank you, Ron. Wow, it's unfortunately time. We don't have more time tonight, right?
Yeah, this is it, I think. So.
Okay, so we'll have to say goodnight. I miss those 2 and 3 hour shows we used to do, Ron. There's so much more. I just have this little card with comments, and we hardly got to any of it. So. I guess we'll say goodnight. I'll say goodnight first, and then you can maybe do Mind Heart Drop. Goodnight, everyone. See you on Friday at the same time, 7 p.m.
Okay, different station, station two. So here we go, everybody. Mind Heart Drop, commanding your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart, dropping down, and I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, everybody. You know, listen to the archives on BBS here and, you know, see what you may have missed. Sometimes you have selective hearing. And if you're a newbie listening, then, you know, get a hold of about 10 of the archives. Just listen to them and take some notes. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, Ann. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.